ॐ ध्यायामोदगणावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीम् अन्धस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मत्सिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Krishna, after saying that a person cannot escape from karma, na karmana manarambhat naishkarmyam purusho shnute, na cha sanyasana deva siddhim samadigacchati. So after giving that statement, after speaking about karma, after saying that a person cannot escape by saying, I won't do action or I'll renounce action, why is it that? That is being explained in the next shloka, the fifth shloka, which is also a very important shloka. Nahi kaschit kshanam api.
Nahi kaschit kshanam api.
Jatu tishtatya karma krite. Karyate hyavashak karma. Sarva prakriti jair gunai. So this is a very very important rule about karma. When we consider karma, when we are accepting karma, when we are dealing with karma, then we cannot say karma is an illusion, karma is mithya. So that is one approach. One approach is karma is mithya, that is paramarthika level. Paramarthika level means once we say karma is mithya, there is no need for any discussion about karma. Karma itself vanishes. So there is no prasakti for karma the moment we say karma is mithya. But since we are discussing about karma, the law of karma is that each and every minute or each and every moment, everyone is entitled to do one or the other action. So, nahi kaschit kshanam api. Kaschit kshanam api. Kaschit kshanam api. Kaschit kshanam means for a single moment. Api also jatu tishtati. Can remain akarmakrit, with akarmakrit, without doing any karma. Nahi, definitely not. So that means even for a single moment a person cannot dream of remaining without doing any action. So actions are inevitable at the vyavaharika level. In the world, the actions are inevitable. We don't have an option of whether to do action or whether not to do action. Oh, Shankara has said that karma, kartum akartum anyatava kartum. Yes, Shankara was speaking about a particular karma there. Here it's not about a particular karma, but any karma. We do have the option of whether to do or not to do an action, but we don't have an option of whether or not to do actions or action in general. So even for a single moment, a person cannot remain without doing action, whether it is physical action or mental action. Actions are going on and on. So that means a person cannot imagine of not doing karma at all. Since he cannot imagine of not doing karma, he cannot remain even for a single moment without doing karma. Therefore, there is no point in escaping from karma by saying, I'll not do karma or I will renounce action. Therefore, sannyasis like Shankara themselves had actions to do. They did actions. They performed actions. So, actions are inevitable. We cannot escape from action. We can only know the nature of action or nature of actions as an illusion, and thereby perform as if we are unaffected by it. So that is the only option or choice that we have. We don't have a choice as to whether or not to do actions, but we have the choice of whether or not to be associated with the karta. So why is it that not even for a single moment a person cannot remain without doing action? Because karyate hi karma, karma karyate hi. Definitely karma karyate. People do karma. Sarvaha, everybody does karma. Avashaha, they are helpless. Prakriti jaihi gunaihi, by the gunas, by the trigunas caused out of prakriti. By the trigunas caused out of prakriti means by their inherent nature. It's not the nature of Sachidanandam, but it is their tendencies, their mental nature. So the gunas rule a person's temperament. So that temperament which is ruled by prakriti jaihi gunaihi, prakriti jam means born out of prakriti, prakriti janyam gunas, by the gunas of prakriti, by the trigunas, people are avashaha, people are helpless. They are helpless, therefore they have to do karma. So Amma uses this word avashaha. In many places she says avashaha karma. So we avashaha karma means we are helpless that we cannot be without doing karma. So avashaha means we don't have any option. We are helpless. We can only do action. We are bound by the action. We are deluded by it. We are addicted to it as well, we can say. So that is the reason why not even for a single moment a person cannot be without doing action. So the only choice we have is getting away from the ego, getting away from the karta. Disassociating from the kartrutvam or karta is the only option that we have, the alternative or the choice that we have. We don't have a choice with respect to action, because even for a jnani, his mind, his ego and all will have some temperament, but it will be a sattvic temperament. Therefore sattvic activities like Amma, Paramartha, Balakrishna Nair and others do, sattvic activities will take place because sattva guna is ruling there. But for majority of us it is the other two gunas, therefore we do actions with respect to them. So we don't, any person, irrespective of whether it is a Jeevan Mukta, Jnani or an Ajnani, any person who is in the world, the moment we accept karma, the moment we speak about karma, not that karma is mithya, but at the empirical level we speak about karma, everybody is forced to do karma. No person can get away from karma. No person can think of overcoming karma. It is impossible. Because everyone is forced to do karma. So avashaha karma karyate, people do karma because they are avashaha, they are helpless, they have no other alternative. Therefore you cannot even think of escaping from karma by saying I won't do this karma, I just want to get out, I just want to get away from karma. You cannot say so, you cannot even think about it, because it is impossible. Not even for a single moment a person can be without doing karma. This is because everybody is forced to do karma because of their tendencies, because of their temperament. So that is what this shloka speaks about. It's a very important shloka. The first line speaks about actions are inevitable. Actions are inevitable whether we want to do it or not. So like what Shankara speaks about in Brahma Sutra is about a particular action. Here it's not a particular action, but actions in general. We cannot escape from action because we are all forced. Avashaha. Avashaha is the important word there in the second line. So avashaha. Avashaha means like we don't have any other way. So it's like an addiction. We are addicted to karma. Our tendencies of the mind automatically come out in the form of karma. We cannot be without doing karma. We have to compulsorily do one or the other karma. So we only have the choice. So with respect to a seeker, the choice is that he can choose pravritti or nivritti as the attitude, the internal attitude, and karma will still happen. So karma happens irrespective of whether we want to do it or we don't want to do it. So the best way is, we cannot get away from karma. Therefore, develop an attitude which will help us in becoming a sakshi, becoming unaffected to the action as well as the fruit. That is the goal of Vedanta. That's the goal of this chapter. The goal of this chapter is not to escape from karma, not to explain to us how to do karma, how to perform karma. That's a wrong notion. If we think that this chapter speaks about how to do karma, this chapter doesn't speak about how to do karma. It speaks about how we can be unaffected by karma and its karma phala. So that's the only choice we have. It's not about how to do karma, how we can. Karma yoga is not about how we can do our duty or in what way we can make our duty very good or very well. Our duty can be done in the best possible way. It's not about that. But it's about getting away from karma. Getting away from karma by becoming the sakshi. By separating ourselves from the karma and the karma phala. And this is different from what Arjuna thinks about escaping and what Krishna said about escaping from karma in the previous shloka. Karma still happened. We don't escape from karma. Karma still happened. But we are not associated with the karma. We are not associated with the karma phala. So it is karma and karma phala which causes all the problems, which causes attachment, aversion and all. Since we are associated to neither, therefore we are not affected by karma. We will be leading a sakshi life or a witness life filled with bliss. That is the goal of this particular chapter. So this is a very important shloka, that even for a single moment, if we think we can escape from karma by going to some new country or going to a new place, then trouble will automatically follow us. We cannot escape from people or karma in the world. We cannot escape at all. We'll have to face it. So there is no other goal. Our temperament, our tendencies are such that we will be coming in face to such people or similar people. We will have to face those at one point or the other. We cannot escape by telling, okay, I'll escape from my parents and join Chinmaya Mission. That is impossible. We have to face them either today or tomorrow. It's inevitable. We cannot escape from it, but we can decide as to whether we want to be unaffected by their influence, whether we want to talk to them and then fight with them if required, but still be unaffected. So that is the purpose of this particular chapter. We'll see the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.